Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have created an event where you are going to have over 30 experts sharing with you tips and strategies to help you master your mindset, time, and energy around money so you can create an epic business and life. And today, I'm super excited to bring our guest because she's going to touch both parts of business and coming from the heart. And to anyone who dreams of having a purpose-based business and embracing a life of freedom and fulfillment, Beth Weinstein offers a unique multidimensional approach. As a transformational business coach, Beth helps current and aspiring entrepreneurs, coaches, spiritual leaders, healers, and product creators align with their true purpose and grow their business step by step so they help more people profit with their passion and have a thriving business working on their terms from anywhere on earth. Using her experience starting and growing multiple businesses, along with neuroscience-backed methodologies, spiritual teachings, and practical business action plans, Beth helps you move past your fears and limiting beliefs so that you overcome any obstacle and get your gifts out to the world in an impactful and successful way. And her personal achievements showcase how effective her style can be. After a successful corporate career, Beth helped launch and grow early stage startups before diving into entrepreneurship and launching three of her own businesses. Practicing what she preaches, she accomplished one of her lifelong dreams, creating her own sustainable, high quality running apparel brand manufactured in New York City. She's also a co-organizer of No Goddess Left Behind, an annual transformation weekend for over 200 women, and was co-creator of Urban Ceremony, a music, mind, body, spirit weekend together with musician East Forest. Beth has been a speaker on multiple stages, podcasts, and online summits, and has been featured in the New York Post, Shape Magazine, Huffington Post, Time Out New York, Racked, Thrillist, Runner's World Magazine, and more. Learn more about Beth at her website, www.bethaweinstein.com. And you'll find that link in her bio on her speaker page as well. Welcome, Beth. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. So glad to be here.
Thank you. So let's jump into what you wanted to share with our viewers today so we can get the maximum impact out in a short amount of time.
Awesome. Yeah. So as Diane mentioned, I help people with their businesses. I'm a transformational business coach. And you know, what I teach for my clients and, you know, anybody on this path to coming into doing work that fulfills them and making the money that they want by living a life that they love with the freedom to travel the world while they do it. One of the main things I teach is really coming from the heart. So there's something I talk about in every single webinar and pretty much every email I send. It's about this idea of having balance between the masculine and feminine energies. So, you know, Diane mentioned I'm a three-time entrepreneur. I, you know, lived in New York City for 21 years. I'm very type A and fire energy. So, and I'm very practical about like, okay, there's practical ways to grow a business. But then I also infuse a lot of the woo-woo spiritual, you know, I call them spiritual technologies into business. Yeah. And the way it works is really, and I know other people have probably discussed this in the summit, but you know, there's the masculine taking actions, you know, getting into motion, momentum, the doing part of business. And then there's the feminine, you know, I call it radical release, like setting the intentions, having visions, you know, really putting your energy out there, but then letting go of how the universe wants it to turn out. Because essentially, you know, this is all we can do with the actions and the intentions. But in the end, I believe that there's something greater that's really driving it all. So the one thing I do want to talk about is the one key that's important in both actions and the intentions. the number one thing is this energy of love. And, you know, you can call it energy of heart, being heart-centered, going into your heart, being in your heart, staying in your heart. And this is why people use these terms like follow your dreams, follow your passion, you know, what are your desires? And I help a lot of clients leave their, you know, 9-to-5 job that they don't love and really start on the dream businesses that they've been dreaming about for multiple years, or even just a few months. But people who know that they're in a misaligned career or sometimes even a misaligned business. Like I've had 3 businesses and I knew that, you know, the first couple, I was like, I knew that wasn't it. But really coming into their heart and figuring out how to then start making money from it. But also, you know, it's all about having fun, finding the freedom, you know, being able to create, being able to work on your terms whenever you want. That's one of the reasons why we all want entrepreneurship in the end. That and to also truly help people. So, you know, the one thing I always tell people, and this is, you know, something I teach that really costs no money, is to really connect to that deeper level of like why it is you want to do what you want to do. So let's say you're, you know, working your 9-to-5 in a corporate office, but you've really, you know, your path has taken you onto a healing journey, let's say with your health or spiritual journey. And you actually want to start helping people who are just like you. Like, let's say you actually, you know, dream of like, God, you know, I've been so transformed by, you know, like changing my diet and, you know, meditation that I actually now want to help other people with that. You know, the best thing you can do is really truly get in touch with that. And start sharing your story and start really connecting to your heart and really asking these questions of like, why is it that I want to start doing this? Or why is it that I've been getting these intuitive downloads that are telling me I should be doing something else? Or why is it that I'm being drawn to coaching, let's say? Mm-hmm. You know, and really connecting to like what your greater mission and your greater vision is. That's beyond you. You know, it's not just about like, I want to make money and I want to live freedom and I want to work from home or I want to travel, because that all comes like when you're truly aligned in alignment with the greater mission, the greater purpose, you know, what you're actually, what you believe that, you know, you're here on earth for, which is actually already in you, it's in your heart. Then all that other stuff, all the bonuses of money and flow and living in flow and alignment and all the fun stuff you want to manifest, that all comes. So the number one thing you can do is really get in touch with your heart. And I you know, like probably a lot of people on the summit, I recommend starting daily meditation practice and really, you know, I get it if you've never done it before, but if you're a regular, like take it deeper. You know, I've learned over the years, especially I'm a workaholic, like I love working. I'm, you know, a Sagittarius, fire energy, but the more I actually go deeper into quieting down and really getting in touch with my heart, it almost, that's where the money flow truly happens. Like, it's almost like I don't even really need to do much. Like, I don't need to necessarily market myself. You know, I don't need to go set up crazy funnels. Like, of course, you do need to market. You do need to develop an audience. You need to connect with other people. But, you know, the more you can really get in touch with that energy in your heart, and you know, quiet down the mind that's keeping you afraid, the more you can actually start putting yourself out there. So that's a simple step one, really just daily meditation, journaling, you know, writing down ideas that come to you, you know, these thoughts of like, who am I, what am I doing here, and what's my purpose, like what's my mission? And then the next thing is to really connect with others, which again costs no money at all. And you know, I always say people, like I actually got my first client, you know, business coaching before I knew I was even a business coach. I actually did not know coaching existed. I didn't know it was a thing. I kept having people come to me because I've always been very vocal. Like, you know, I was in the press. I was, you know, talking about my other business. Like I was just sharing my passion. You know, at the time I was a really big runner and I dreamed of having this running clothing brand. So I just shared a lot about running and like my love for it. And next thing you know, it was like, I became this expert. And then all of a sudden I had, you know, I'd like created a business and, you know, it's like next thing you know, people were coming to me for help. And it all came from just sharing my love. Like I started that other business as kind of like a fun project and it turned into a business. And it's the same thing with this was, you know, after years and years of people coming to me asking, like, how'd you start a business? Can I get help? You know, can you sit with me and explain how you did this? I finally, you know, realized people weren't getting real results. So I said to someone, the next person that asked me for this, I'm going to make them work with me for a few months because, you know, one phone call or one meeting wasn't really cutting it. And that really came from just talking to others and sharing my story. And, you know, like I would speak and connect, and I've always been very social. I was living in New York City. So I always tell people, you know, if you have a deep level story of like, you know, even you don't even have to start the business. You just have to start sharing your story and your passion. And next thing you know, people are actually going to say things to you like, oh, can you teach me what to eat? Like, can you tell me more about, you know, how you healed your adrenals by eliminating sugar or whatever it is? Or how did you meet your partner by creating self-love in yourself? Like, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And if you just connect with others and share, like, this is where the flow starts to happen. And the money flow, like the money comes in, the clients, people will literally ask you for help without you even realizing what you're doing. Like, you might become an accidental coach. I have so many people this happens to so often. So these are just
me too.
yeah. Two. I know exactly. It's like two simple things. And I could keep talking, but you know, do you have any questions, Diane, for this?
No, I think the thing I loved is you were like, come from the heart. Just don't go out and talk about your business. Just talk about what makes like your why. Like why you're so passionate about the thing, which isn't really a thing, but it's what it's your vision, it's your belief, it's what's driving you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a deep level of you know, opening, and really what it comes down to is that you're opening up your heart. You know, you're really, it's a vulnerable place, and I realize it's not easy, and it's definitely scary at first to, you know, really tell people about your own journey, but honestly, what happens is, you know, we're all actually inspiring each other. You know, like the more you share your story or the more I share my story, the more other people are like lit up by it. And they're like, well, if Beth did it, I can do it too. You know, or, and then they see you and they're like, they're thinking, wow, that person just left their corporate job that they hate. You know, they can go start their own business too. And they're doing well. And this is the whole point, is really, I truly believe if everybody on this planet was aligned with their hearts, like we would actually have world peace, there'd be true abundance, and there'd probably be, you know, the earth would be in great shape. Like we would all be living a different way of life. And essentially, like, this is true flow. Like, I make jokes, like, you know, regardless of the summit, I actually just made a joke like yesterday to someone that I like accidentally got $5,000 like last week. And I was like, it was just so weirdly easy. And then I was like, and it wasn't even a client. It was literally a check handed to me. And, it started with the person suggesting like, oh, I'm going to pay for your flight. And I was like, okay, that's nice. Wow. Like, great. Thanks for the offer. And then they're like, actually, you know what? Like, I just got all this money. Here's $5,000. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
And, you know, and, but it's like things like that happen to me so much. And it's like, I don't even, and the odd part is like, I don't even care about the money. I was like, oh, great. Like, I'm actually renovating something in my house. I'll just put it towards that. Perfect. But, but it's the same thing with like clients coming to me. Like, I have clients that only kind of manifest out of the blue, like, or, just all of a sudden, you know, it's like someone's, you know, sister's brother's friend, like, heard about me, or, you know, just someone shared something. So it's like, the more you share, like, we're all big interconnected woven web, especially with technology these days. Like, there's, you know, like, I see technology from this very deep spiritual standpoint of, you know, we're all like, we have it to be able to share our stories. Like, that's, it's not about writing emails. It's not just about communicating. It's literally about, you know, opening our hearts to each other on a deeper level that we've never been able to do before in the history of mankind. Like, it's that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we have email, Facebook, you know, all these Instagram, video, YouTube, whatever, like, why not use it? And,
right.
You know, I'm sure someone else has talked about this, but I'm also really big on starting an email newsletter because I think it's a really great way of communicating, either that or going and doing in-person talks. Like, I actually teach this to all my clients because again, it's about that human connection. Like, to me, in-person talks are one of the best connections. And I've made jokes, like, it doesn't have to be a big formal talk with, you know, hundreds of people. One of my first talks was in my own New York City apartment with a group of, a group of friends and friends of friends. And I got, you know, some of my first clients that way. Another time I gave a talk on a beach during a music festival wearing like a bikini that I literally didn't even take seriously. And I had people reaching out to me on Facebook for over a year saying like, wow, oh, my friend heard you speak at so-and-so festival. And I got a client that way. But it wasn't just about that. It was like people were really, because I just went up there and spoke from the heart and told my story. And people were really inspired to start taking action. And that's the whole point of this. And this is where the true money flow comes from. It's like, if you're putting yourself out there and really just creating inspiration, it flows back to you. Like, it might not be within 10 minutes. Right. It will come back and you'll see it. Like, it's just crazy how deeply things manifest. Like, things manifest for me instantly now. It's like I manifest a home. Now I'm moving in next week. And yeah, I mean, it's like,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how easily, it was like a joke how easily I manifested it. Of course, I'm grateful, but you know, it's like, whoa, like, and it's the same thing with money and every form of abundance. Like, it's, you know, it's not just about physical money. It's literally like getting a parking spot when someone pulls away, or, you know, having someone like make you dinner spontaneously or whatever it is, you know, something nice like that.
So what I'm hearing is the trick, which isn't a trick, to manifestation of abundance is actually being the generator of abundance for others by being generous with your story and focusing out. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. It's definitely all about generosity, you know, because it's, if we all think of the heart, you know, I'm very big on its energy. We all know it's energy. There's an energy field around us. And the more, like, this energy comes through, you know, there are no barriers. There's no physical barriers. It's all, everything in the world is energy. Actually, the name of my last company was called Only Atoms, and I have an atom tattooed on me because that's all this is. So even when you write something like on Facebook, for example, the energy comes through if it's from the heart or if it's from your head. Or if you are in fear and you're speaking at even on here, like on one of these interviews, like people feel your energy through what you say. Right. So it's the same thing. It's like when you're opening your heart and really coming, like everything you speak is from here up and out your mouth. That is true generosity. And then what happens is it's like you're putting this energy out there. Like, this is why, you know, I offer free phone calls to people. I help people all the time. You know, sometimes potential clients take like 2 years to finally sign on with me, but you know, they're like getting something this whole time. Right. And eventually they're like, oh, I'm ready, you know, but it's all because I'm just giving like, hey guys, here's my experience. Like, here's what I've learned over the years. And I don't want you to make that mistake.
Right.
Or, you know, like just sharing a form of inspiration, like of my own journey, which was like, you know, corporate to startup to multiple businesses to doing what I do now. And, you know, there's a lot I learned, and I'm like, you know, my main mission in life is like, hey, no one should go through what I went through because I totally learned the hard way. And I truly believe there's people with such gifts right now, like all of us, like there's people out there who have dreams and gifts, and they really, it's like now is the time in humanity that the world needs it. You know, there's no reason to wait for 10 years. We don't have that time.
Right.
So to me, it's all of, like, my bigger mission is like, if I can help more and more people, like, I don't, whether I get paid or not, it's like, I know the money's there. I know it's coming back no matter what. It's more about giving from that space of like, you know what, like, I'm just going to share my story, even if it scares me to do, or even if it's super vulnerable, or even if it's like, I mean, there's some pretty like everybody, I'm like, I hit rock bottom. I had debt, you know, like everybody's had some crazy story. I've had multiple deaths, you know, like I've had near death myself, multiple sicknesses, you know, but this is part of the journey. It's like, I went through all that and now I'm able to share and help other people who are in similar spaces. So yes, very much all about like giving, and then, you know, the universe will receive it, you know, you'll get it back. It'll be sent back to you in some form or another. And honestly, it just takes like true surrender and patience to realize like, you know what? I know it's coming back. I know it's especially people in their first 1 or 2 years of their own business. It's like, it's that tough point, and it's, you know, it's, it can be like very triggering and challenging, but you just have to know, like, if you keep at it with the right intention, the right energy, and just take the little steps, like the little actions, like the masculine, feminine, it will come together and it will pay off. It will. Like, it's like a guaranteed, as long as you're coming from that right space of being driven by what truly lights you up, what truly, truly drives you, versus like, I just want to make money because I see coaches making money. Like, that doesn't work for people, by the way. It's really funny to watch.
Not at all. And I know, I appreciate it. And I know one of the things that we teach, and Sharina teaches in Money Flow Mastery, is yes, she's here to help you build a business, and she's here to get you in the right mindset, because you don't go out to, you know, get a client. You go out to enroll someone in whatever their dream is. If you're a love coach, then it's, you know, all the things, but it's not to get something. It's actually to give them the opportunity to step into who they really want to be.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So I love that. And I know you have a free gift for our audience as well, Beth. So would you like to share that real quick before we sign off?
Yes. Yes. Awesome. So my free gift should be in the link in today's email. It's learn my simple step-by-step process to release your fears, stop your procrastination, and start taking actions to build your dream business now. And what it is it's a super easy, simple process. It's a series of videos that you watch. It's a whole online course with a follow-along guidebook, like a PDF guidebook. And it's really, you know, it's steps that cost no money. Like, I'm not going to tell you to build a website. These cost no money, and they'll help you grow and get all your first clients. Or, you know, even if you have a current business that's maybe struggling, and or maybe you're feeling really stuck, this will get you out of that rut and get you onto new clients. So, you know, and they're super easy. And, you know, I know there's probably, from what I recall, there's a part of it that talks about this deeper level, you know, really tapping into your heart and this deeper level mission. And the more you do that, and the more you can learn to just get into action, you know, again, it's feminine, masculine is the co-creation. That's where the money and all the flow starts to happen, and all the abundance. And this is really what I want for people. So this is the free gift.
Awesome. That's incredible. Incredibly generous. I'm going to run right out and do that, because procrastination gets in my way from time to time, for sure.
Everybody.
I love a way to kick that to the side. So always. Definitely click the link in the email or on the speaker page and check out Beth's free gift. And if you have a moment, hit reply on this email and let us know what tips and strategies did Beth share that actually resonated the most with you. What was one little nugget she gave you, so we can pass it back on to Beth, so she knows again that the ripple effect of the heart sharing that she gave to us today is going to actually make a difference for you. We know it is, but we also, sometimes we like to know we're actually making that tangible difference. Mm. So definitely let us know. And thank you again, Beth, for taking this time. And
thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And to all of you watching, check out your email inbox tomorrow. I'll be back with another two experts who are going to, again, be sharing from the heart, just like Beth did, so we can help you create an epic life and business by teaching you how to master your time, energy, and mindset around money.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.